Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Dave Collins. Batting second. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting third. The center fielder, Dwayne Murphy. Batting fourth. The DH, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dusty Baker. Batting sixth. The catcher, Mike Heath. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Mike Davis. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Rob Picciolo. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Alfredo Griffin. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Bill Krueger. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting second. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Tony Armas. Batting fifth. The DH, Mike Easler. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Marty Barrett. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jackie Gutierrez. Batting ninth. The catcher, Mark Sullivan. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bruce Hurst. And now, play ball. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins takes first base on ball four. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurst fires to first and picks off Collins. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Lansford trying to get to home. Armas throws the ball into Sullivan, who tags Lansford, who came all the way from first, for the out. Murphy moves to second. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Athletics. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans takes first base on ball four. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Evans moves to second. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Evans moves to third. Two outs. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lansford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Davis moves to second. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin bunts towards the mound. Hurst fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Davis moves to third. Picciolo moves to second. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Collins hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Davis tags and scores. Picciolo tags and moves to third. One out. It's 3-0, Athletics. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lansford hits a pop-up towards third. Boggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. It's 4-0, Athletics. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Murphy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner takes first base on ball 4. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jackie Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mark Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Kingman hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gutierrez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Donnie Hill now playing second base. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0 for 1 in the game. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill bunts towards the mound. Hurst fields it and throws to first for the out. Davis moves to second. One out. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Davis. The throw from Sullivan and he is safe. Davis steals third. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Griffin hits a line drive into left field. That will be extra bases. Rice fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Rice. Davis scores. Griffin moves to third. It's 5-0, Athletics. Mike Trujillo now pitching. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Griffin scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 6-0, Athletics. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lansford takes first base on ball 4. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Murphy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0-for-1 in the game. Armas hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Murphy. Armas reaches second base with a double. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 0-for-1 in the game. Easler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Armas moves to third. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Armas scores. Two outs. It's 6-1, Athletics. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-1 in the game. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Red Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Kingman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Buckner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Baker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Sullivan for a passed ball. Baker moves to second. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-2 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Baker scores. Heath moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-1, Athletics. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Heath moves to third. Two outs. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-0 in the game. Hill strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez is 0-for-1 in the game. Gutierrez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sullivan hits a pop-up towards short. Griffin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0-for-2 in the game. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Red Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Griffin hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Collins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lansford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Collins moves to second. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Murphy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Collins scores. Lansford moves to third. It's 8-1, Athletics. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Kingman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lansford scores. Murphy moves to second. It's 9-1, Athletics. Mike Brown now pitching. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett fields it and throws to second for the out. Murphy moves to third. Two outs. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Armas hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 0-for-2 in the game. Easler hits a fly ball into left field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Red Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Davis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Armas. Davis reaches second base with a double. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-1 in the game. Hill hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Davis scores. It's 10-1, Athletics. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Collins hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Armas, who is chasing the ball. Collins reaches third base with a triple. Griffin goes all the way around to score. It's 11-1, Athletics. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Lansford takes first base on ball 4. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Murphy hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Collins tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 12-1, Athletics. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gutierrez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 12, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bruce Bochy now playing first base. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Buckner hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-2 in the game. Barrett takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez is 0-for-2 in the game. Gutierrez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Barrett moves to second. Mark Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-2 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Barrett moves to third. Gutierrez moves to second. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0-for-3 in the game. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hill fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 12, and the Red Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob O'Hayden now pitching. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Heath strikes out. 1 out. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Davis hits a line drive into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hill hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bochy moves to third. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Griffin hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 12, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Evans hits a line drive towards short. Griffin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bhakdi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rice for the out. Two outs. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Armas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 0-for-3 in the game. Easler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Armas moves to second. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Buckner hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 12, and the Red Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark Clear now pitching. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Collins hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Tettleton pinch hits for Carney Lansford. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettleton hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 12, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Tellman now pitching. Rick Miller pinch hits for Marty Barrett. Mike Gallego now playing third base. Mickey Tettleton now catching. Mikey Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller strikes out. One out. Steve Lyons pinch hits for Jackie Gutierrez. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hill misplays the ball. That's an error on Hill. Rich Gedman pinch hits for Mark Sullivan. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lyons moves to second. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0-for-4 in the game. Boggs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lyons moves to third. Gedman moves to second. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gallego fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 12, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.